Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. When it comes to our identity, most of us define ourselves based on conventional societal labels based on education, jobs, relationships, possessions, appearance, race, culture, religion, etc. While knowing who we are on a superficial level is necessary to fulfill daily responsibilities, it doesn't represent the essence of our true being. Rejecting social roles that don't feel true to us allows our true self to inform the choices we make, bringing us to a place of success and inner peace. Being true to yourself is not just a cliche. It's a practice and a state of awareness we need to cultivate and evolve actively. In this episode, I offer five fundamental steps that will help you get started in this process of self-discovery. How to know your true self. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. John Mason. Beliefs define how we see and act in the world. We have beliefs about virtually everything: relationships, family, politics, religion, global warming, etc. Belief is what makes us human. Most importantly, our beliefs tell us who we are. They provide a personal, autobiographical narrative that anchors our identities and cements our place in the world. The way most people see themselves is derived from conventional societal labels based on education, jobs, relationships, possessions, appearance, family history, race, culture, and religion. Spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle confirms this. He says that our ego, the part of our mind that controls our thinking and behavior, creates an identity based on our worldly status. We use these labels to distinguish ourselves from others. While knowing who we are on a superficial level is necessary to fulfill our daily responsibilities, it becomes problematic if we allow those labels to define us. Tolle says that the ego does not represent our true being. Instead, our true being is the essence of who we are and has nothing to do with how we're portrayed and seen in the physical plane of existence. Depending on how self-aware you are, you may have had several experiences where you encountered your true self. Perhaps it was through a stroke of creative insight or a sense of timelessness when taking a walk in the wilderness. It might even have been at a time when you were swept with feelings of unconditional love. The true self represents the deeper part of you that originates from your soul essence, which Tolle refers to as being. It's a part of you that is free from social, cultural conditioning, old memories, emotional ups and downs, and the influence of others. The true self exists in a deeper dimension because, at our core, that's who we are. The true self exists in a deeper dimension because, at our core, we are spiritual beings. This self-knowledge is non-verbal and intuitive. It's derived from a sense of knowing rather than the tangible reality we perceive through our minds and senses. Perceiving our true selves in this way is ambiguous and esoteric for most people. They're too attached to the I that has formed from their ego knowledge. It's the way society has conditioned us to think. Even if we wanted to connect deeper with our true selves, the hectic, busy, and overstimulated environments of modern day life makes it hard for us to do that. The world wants us to be like everyone else because it's convenient. It's so much easier to follow the crowd and adhere to group mentality because of our intense desire to belong and the convenience and comfort it offers. That's why it takes a strong person to walk away from these ready-made personas in favor of embracing their true self. Rejecting the social roles that don't feel true to us is a defining trait of almost every successful person who has made their mark in history, such as Steve Jobs, Nelson Mandela, Malala Yousafzai, and Oprah Winfrey, to name a few. Their true selves informed the choices they made, and it brought them to a place of success that felt authentic to who they are and what they stand for. Being true to yourself is not just a cliche. It's a practice and a state of awareness we need to cultivate and evolve actively. There are plenty of tools and sophisticated theories available to engage in the self-discovery process. These five fundamental steps will help you get started. Number one, know your values and mission. All of us have core values like freedom, creative expression, generosity, exploration, and so on. All of these play a significant role in our everyday and long-term decisions. Make a list of the top 5 or 8 values that guide you and determine how you can use them to create the life you want. These values can help you fulfill your mission, your soul purpose, or your dharma. Your dharma is a vital component of your spiritual DNA. It's the reason you were born and what you're here to accomplish. Number two, get real about your strengths and weaknesses. Getting to know yourself includes having a realistic picture of who you are, knowing the parts of you that you're proud of, and the areas where you struggle from time to time. This might be the most challenging step in the process of uncovering our true self, because it requires you to take an honest look at your capabilities. It will benefit you in the long run, though, because it gives you the opportunity to identify and downplay activities you're not good at and use that energy to work on the things at which you perform better. Number three, pay attention to what lights you up. Excitement is a clear sign of an interest that lights you up. Whether it's playing basketball, collecting stamps, or gardening. If it resonates, it says something about your true self. Connecting your mission with your passion produces continuous effort and commitment, no matter what obstacles you face along the way. If your passion is not immediately evident, focus on the things that pique your curiosity. Number four, cultivate a regular practice of stillness. Scheduling prolonged periods of silence and reflection clears space for our true self to emerge. It quietens the internal chatter and the noise in our environment so that we can focus on every facet of our lives and evaluate how we feel about them. Create regular sessions where you can spend time on contemplative activities like journaling, walking in nature, meditating, and so on. Number five. Get feedback from others. No matter how self-aware we are, we'll always have a distorted perception of certain facets of our identity. Developing blind spots is natural, and it happens for many reasons. Checking in with people who are credible and unbiased in their assessments will balance out our self-image and give us an outside perspective of our behavior and performance. Developing a deeper understanding of who we are is a lifelong effort. As we go through life, we gain more insight into our character. The person we knew ourselves to be in our 20s transforms into a new person as we age. Be open to your personal evolution with each passing year, but stay anchored in the essence of who you are. your true self. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.